free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Actress, director and producer, TV and radio host. Desiree Nosbusch is a multi-hyphenate creative talent. Her illustrious career spans over four decades. She started out as the host of a youth show on Radio Luxembourg at a mere 12 years old and would go on to moderate the Eurovision Song Contest, captivating over 500 million viewers worldwide. Desiree studied at the renowned HB Studios in New York and was part of the lead cast of Good Morning Babylon, directed by the Taviani brothers, which screened at the Cannes Film Festival in 1987. She has since appeared in over 80 movies internationally and in numerous stage plays. For her portrayal of Christelle LeBlanc in the critically acclaimed and international Emmy-nominated series Bad Banks, Desiree was awarded the prestigious Grimme Award for Best Actress, as well as winning the Best Supporting Actress Award from the German Television Academy. Having gained her master's in directing and producing at UCLA, Desiree has directed numerous projects. The latest is her feature film Poison, starring Tim Roth and Trine Dürholm, which premiered at the Munich International Film Festival 2024 and is out in cinemas right now. We talked to Desiree via video call for this interview. Desiree Nosbusch, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions. Some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Okay. They make me a little bit nervous, these
questions.
No. I'll try my best.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Okay.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I would say reflective, bewildered, but hopeful. I think that's probably the most important one. Hopeful, yes. Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
My favorite way to spend time is trying very hard to live in the moment. So if I manage to really be in the now and live in the moment, I think that is what I love most.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share, let's put it like that.
Oh my God. Yes, I actually do. This is going to sound a bit awkward, but I'll try to explain. I really love to spend time in cemeteries. And that started when I was very, very young back in Luxembourg, that I would ask my grandmother to take me on a stroll, actually, even on weekends, to the cemetery. And I would walk and look at the names on the tombstones. I would try and imagine what kind of life the people lived, what they might have passed off. If there was a flower pot that had tumbled, I would put it back up. I think looking back now, it's just the peace and the quiet of those places. And also the fact that it tells you so much about cultures, about how certain cultures deal with death or, you know, try and look back at the people that left them. And I think it was triggered by the fact that I have an Italian mother. I found it interesting that in Luxembourg, where my dad was from, they would bury people in the ground. And in Italy, where my mom is from, they would put the coffin pretty much in a concrete wall. So just the difference there, I found fascinating. And I think that's where my fascination for cemeteries stems from.
The next one might be a little bit tricky because you've done so much. What is the favorite job you've done?
That's a tough one because you always tend to have a soft spot for what you're doing at the moment because it's you're right in it and it's very intense. And especially when you prepare a project or a role, I always find it's a privilege to be allowed to dive into somebody else's life or somebody else's story. But I think a project that really, really stuck with me in a very special way, and that is changing kind of the course of my life. I was privileged to direct my first feature, my directorial debut, and it's called Poison. And that experience was a very, very intense one, a very fulfilling one. I mean, it took me 13 years to get that project realized. So a huge chunk of my life. I hold a very special place in my heart for Poison.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to say that friendships are terribly, terribly important to me. Mm-hmm. I always say I would probably not be around anymore in the form and way that I am if I wouldn't have my ladies, my girlfriends mm-hmm. in my life. But what I appreciate most is probably generosity and kindness. I think those two things. If you have generosity and if you have kindness, you can deal with most of the challenges that could arise or might arise.
Next one is a bit of a pivot. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
Well, as I mentioned before, my mom's Italian. Mm-hmm. So of course, Italian food and Italian cuisine is right up there on top of my list. Pasta in every which way or form. But I would say if I had to choose one dish, it would be the homemade gnocchi that my mom makes. Sage gnocchi that my mom makes.
Lovely. If you weren't an actress, director, and producer, what would you be?
Oh, I'd be probably very sad. I don't know. I started working so young in this mm-hmm. profession that there was never really an alternative. But to answer it in a more serious way, I do love to create things. Mm-hmm. I do love, as I said, when it comes to roles as well, to dive into other worlds. So maybe, I think maybe I could see myself being an architect mm-hmm. or an interior designer, creating spaces. It has to do with imagination, with creating a living space for somebody. So I think that is something that would have fascinated me or fulfilled me.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Oh, I would love to be a great dancer. Okay. I have such a passion for dance and dancers, and I'm not very talented, I will admit it. I mm-hmm. tried as a young girl. I really tried, but it's not what I do best. But that, I think, being a great dancer would have been a talent I would have loved to have.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And also maybe as an audience member, something that you watched that moved you or impressed you?
Oh, what I love is I have two children that, of mm-hmm. course, are grown up by now. But what I love is when we manage to find something that we all love and then we binge watch it together and then it becomes an event in the house. We don't see each other that much, but when we get to spend a couple of weeks, a year together, so we always try to find something as an audience. And just recently, a couple of months ago, I was in Los Angeles with my daughter and we binge watched second season of Severance. So that was quite, that is still right there present with me. And if I may mention something that brought, I guess, my son and myself closer as an audience, it's, of course, years ago, but it was the first second seasons of Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay. Yes. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's actually a play. Mm-hmm. I just a little while ago read a play called Quietly by mm-hmm. Owen McCafferty. And Owen is a writer from Northern Ireland. And Quietly is, how should I put that in one phrase, is a very powerful story about violence and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has to do with the troubles in Northern Ireland.
Okay. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Oh, God. Those are the tough questions, I will admit. Let me think. There's, of course, several that stay with you throughout the years. But I was always... It's years ago, but I was always very fascinated by Scout Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
I remember, like I said, it's many, 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 many years ago, but I remember thinking I was so impressed by the way how a very young girl did tackle in those, you know, racial inequality and how gutsy she was and how she would challenge adults and stand her ground when she needed it. So I think if I look back, something that stayed with me, touched me deeply and stayed with me, I would probably, Scout Finch.
Okay. What is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that
you can't wait to watch.
That is going to be very selfish, what I'm saying.
That's
now.
That's perfect.
I hope that's okay, because I was lucky to play Christelle Leblanc in a series called Bad Banks.
Yes, I remember.
A couple of years ago, and it brought me the Grimme Award, and it was an amazing collaboration with Christian Schwocho as the director. So we, and I think I'm speaking for most of us who are part of the cast, we are dying to find out what happens to our characters, and nobody is talking about a third or maybe final season. So every couple of months, we either talk to each other or we kind of bug the producers and say, aren't you guys like interested in, aren't you developing this? I mean, I want to know, did Christelle jump off a bridge or is she going to go to prison? What is this woman doing? Many, many times, you know, by just people on the street or people that meet me say, so what's happening to Christelle? I heard some rumors, maybe there's a chance of Bad Banks continuing. So I know it's selfish, but I couldn't wait to watch Bad Banks 3.
Let's put it out into the universe.
Yes, please.
Which German, again, or maybe international, upcoming or already established talent can you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I mean, I think there is an amazing new generation of young actresses and actors in Germany that I'm blown away by. Such talent and such a diversity in what they do. And I also am always very fascinating by the fact how it's not only the art and craft side of it, but also the business side that they master a lot better than my generation, for example, did. But there's one young actress that I think is really upcoming and is going to be right up there on the top very soon. And her name is Malaya Stern Takeda. Malaya Stern Takeda. I played with her in a TV movie called Conti in Hamburg. She has a lead in a new series coming out on Paramount Plus called Parallel Me. And so I think she's the next star up there. And she's a wonderful, wonderful human being as well.
Thank you for that recommendation.
Yep.
Now we're getting a little bit personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
It's something that I think I got from my dad and that I'm proud of is a certain sense of fairness. I would probably have been a good lawyer if lawyer would be about being fair and being right or wrong, which it's not. So, but a sense of fairness, I want to say. And I just have a genuine love for people. I think we should all be a lot nicer to each other. I mean, to share this place we have, and it can be so wonderful. And I hope I'm generous. I want to believe I'm generous.
What do you dislike about yourself?
Here comes the lawyer again. I'm sometimes too quick to judge.
Okay, well.
That's something I'm still working on. I really, really, really am working on it. And the older I'm getting, the better I'm getting at it. But I think sometimes I'm too quick to judge. And another fact, when it comes to being quick, I'm impatient.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I honestly regret that I didn't get a dog earlier in my life. When my children were small, they always wanted a dog. And I always said, it's not possible because I'm not the person who's going to take the dog out early in the morning, late at night. Yeah. We travel a lot. Work doesn't, you know, not possible.
Yeah.
And then the universe brought me a dog in form of a little rescue puppy that we found and that I've now had for over 4 years. And it is such a joy.
Yeah.
And it is complicated, yes, but somehow we make it work. He's always with me. And with the traveling that I do and the sets I'm on, yes, it is a challenge, but the love he brings and the joy he brings to my life. So I regret not having done this way earlier.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Smell of a forest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that to me is also goes hand in hand with the feeling of, as we say, Heimat, of a home, of where you belong or where you come from. So smell of forest, anything that has to do with nature, or maybe just a friendly smile along the way. Somebody just looks at you, smiles at you, just makes me terribly happy.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? And it's fine if you don't.
I think I would have to quote my Italian grandmother, who always said, se non va, lo faremo andare, which means If it doesn't work out, we'll make it work. And that is something, I'm maybe not always the most positive person, but whenever I catch myself going, oh my God, and this is not working and this is not possible, I think of my grandmother who raised seven children war times in a poor region in Italy. They had nothing. And I've only experienced that woman with a huge smile on her face, never said a bad word about anything or anybody, and always said, se non va, lo faremo andare.
That is a great motto, I have to say. I might have to steal that.
Yes, go ahead.
And we're already at the last question, which, again, might be a little bit tricky. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
Let me return a question. Who would go and see that movie?
Oh, you would be surprised.
Oh, God.
A lot of people.
The question is if you want to turn it into a comedy or drama. No, let me be serious. Who would play me? Well, of course, you always want to be greater than life on screen. But I just mentioned that I did my directorial debut with Poison. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky to have Tim Roth and Trina Dearholm as my cast. And Trina Dearholm is everything I have to say that I want to be. She is a real woman. She is not vain. She's the most generous person in terms of as a human being, but also as an artist. She has a gut feeling. She follows her instincts. She's terribly, terribly talented. She's one of the greatest actresses Europe has at the moment. And what was funny, we found out while we spent time together and worked together that we have a lot of things in common. She also started very young in this profession. She also was a radio host. She also had stuff to do with the Eurovision Song Contest like I did when I was young. So there's a lot of similarities. So I think I would be damn lucky if Trina would play me.
All right. Great answer. And thank you so much. That was it. It was a
pleasure. Thank you. That did not hurt.
I'm glad.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.